Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and we are thrilled to have Amanda here with us tonight. Amanda's team won the 18 and over 3-5 national championship, and a week later won the 40 and over 3-5 national championship. I don't even understand how you do that.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, a million questions because it never happened to us.
It never happened to us. Okay, I'll start with the first one. So, Amanda, can you tell us where your team is located and why you started playing tennis as an adult?
Okay, so our team is located in Orlando, Florida, and we actually play out of the USTA National Campus.
Wow, a great facility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been together as a team for 2 years, but all of these ladies are basically in the women's league, like a local league that we have, not USTA. It's just a local league. And I met most of them through that league. And then that was like 5 years ago. We started playing together and I either played with them or against them. And then I started this team 2 years ago. We won our state 2 years ago, but because of COVID, there was no nationals. So they let us stay together. And then we did it again this year.
So I have a question about that because each region is different, each sectional, I guess. So we're in the southern section, but I think you're in a section all by yourself, right?
We are.
Is Florida not part of southern?
No.
Yeah.
So, Florida's all by itself and we all come to the national campus for sectionals every year.
Okay. So that was going to be one of my questions because so Carolyn and I are play out of North Carolina and our Southern District is made up of six states or something like that.
I think it'd be nine.
Is it that many? Okay. But it doesn't include Florida.
Yeah.
So our states, you know, we have our state championship in North Carolina and then it goes on to, I guess we're talking spring. So I think it goes on to Alabama. And then I don't remember where nationals is because, like I said, we've never made it to nationals. But so Florida is, you are kind of on your own island. Does that mean if you win your local area, then you immediately go on to states, which is, I guess I'm confused about that.
Yeah. So we don't have what we call states.
States.
We have what we call sectionals, which is the whole entire state of Florida.
Right. Okay.
But we have playoffs within our county.
Okay.
So we're part of Orange Seminole County. So we normally have a day and night playoff. So we'll have the day league, we'll play against the night league winner. And then that winner of that will go to sectionals.
Okay. That makes sense. And then I might be skipping ahead, but where did you go on to nationals then? Is it also in Florida?
No. So in nationals, our first one was Arizona.
Oh, that's
right.
And
then the second one was Oklahoma.
Okay. So one was 18 and one was 40.
Yes.
For 18 over and one was 40. And how many weeks apart?
2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
it was a lot of traveling.
Did you have, I told you I'd have a million questions. Sorry, Carolyn.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. These are great.
Carolyn has some too, believe me.
We want to know everything, Amanda.
I know. I've already gone off script. So is your team made up 100% of the same people or do you have a few, you know, here and there that are different?
We have eight that are the exact same that were on both teams. And then for our 18 plus team, we had two players that aren't 40 yet. And then we also, on the 40 plus team, we had a few more players that I added beyond the original eight.
Gotcha. Okay, back to you, Carolyn.
That's awesome.
I'm sure I have more.
I did have a question about that. It says that since you play out of the national campus, are all your kids like professional tennis players or are your spouses tennis pros or anything like that?
No. Honestly, my backstory is I was a college soccer player. I did not pick up a tennis racket until about 6 years ago. My husband played recreational tennis, you know, through his early adult. Right. But we were both soccer players. We were always been very athletic, but I had a lot of knee problems through soccer. And my orthopedic surgeon was like, you can't do this anymore. He's like, you got to find another sport. And my best friend played and she dragged me out onto the court. And from then I was hooked.
Yeah. That's so funny. So what was nationals like what's that experience like for people that have never been there before?
Well, there was actually only four of us that had ever been before. I had personally not been. But we did have four girls that had been to 3.0 nationals over the last 5-6 years. And so they kind of gave us a heads up, but I have never traveled for tennis because all of our sectionals are always local. So we play on our home courts all the time. So this was a huge thing. Just being able to get on an airplane and travel for tennis, was a huge thing for us and majority of the team. I just remember arriving on that first day and walking onto the captain's meeting and just seeing all the flags, the signs, the banners representing every region. It was incredible.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's so cool. And I just want to say, I told Amanda this before the podcast started, but when I heard you won 18 and over and 40 and over the national championships for 3-5 for both, I immediately said, I bet this team is full of self-rates and appeals. And I thought it was really crazy that when I looked up your team, everyone was computer rated. There weren't any self-rates. Yeah. There weren't any appeals. So that's just amazing that you guys were able to do that.
Yeah. And like I said, it was mainly because we had all been the same rating for over a year before COVID. And then they didn't change ratings. So we all stayed. We also, I have to mention that we had on both teams, I had 2 to 4 3.0s on the team with us as well that actually played at nationals. So that was huge for them to play up to a 3-5 level. But we were such good friends. I was like, you have to come. Mm-hmm. And they did. They wanted to be a part of it. They played. They did fantastic. That's so I was great. Really proud
that,
of them.
Yeah, that's really impressive because I know you said, you know, several of you have been that rating for a few years, but some people stay at the same rating for years and years and years and never get to that level. So that is really, really impressive. And to have, you know, it wasn't like you had all your 3.5s at the high end of 3.5 about to be bumped to 4.0. You had some 3.0s that were on that team playing up. So you must have just gotten really good over COVID and, you know, or played really well as a team together, or it's really impressive in my mind.
That was key, having strong doubles partnerships going into sectionals and nationals. We had established really good doubles partners. And as long as you find the right partner, pretty much on any day, you can beat any team is what I always say. So just the partnerships were great.
Yeah, that's great.
And also with singles, because with 18 plus, there was 2 lines of singles and you have to go in with singles players that are prepared to play singles. A lot of teams seem to rotate their doubles players around, but I seem to go in with designated singles players and they knew they were going to play once a day. That way I didn't gas them out. And so that was huge as well.
Yeah, that's really smart. So you had a plan. Did you kind of know your lineups going into it? Did you have a pretty good idea? Okay. Or did you, I was going to say, because we've talked to other captains. We talked to a local captain here that went to states. She went on to nationals as well, but she really had a plan. Yeah. She really had a plan going into it. And we've had people from other teams where they've maybe set their first lineups and they get down there and then they kind of feel things out and see how things are going. And that way of doing business seems to be a little bit harder on the whole team because nobody knows whether they're playing or not. And then it, you know, stresses the captain out because the captain sort of has these secrets of like what her plan is, you know. Yeah. So we have learned, I mean, just doing this podcast and interviewing several people, I think we've learned the best way to do it is really have a good plan going into it. Even if you have to switch something, you know, if somebody gets hurt or something doesn't work out, but it sounds like you did just what this other woman did where they were really successful.
You really
got to that level.
Yeah. I think it was Tuesday before we left on the Thursday, I posted the first 4 matches. Cause we had our schedule for basically the round robin, format. And so I went ahead, I did little research, on the team. So I kind of knew what the strongest, areas would be. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of planned my lineups around that. And so everybody knew exactly what day they were going to play for at least the first 2 days.
That's great. Okay. So what advice would you give to another team that's going to nationals for the first time?
Take in every moment, honestly, travel together if you can. That was such a fun experience. We were on the same flight, like on the way home or on the way there, try to travel, you know, travel in packs. For Arizona, we actually rented an Airbnb house and that was so much fun because we had a lot of players staying in the house. So it's just the actual overall experience, just, take it all in, take pictures, videos. We did a whole slideshow of both of our trips. Have fun with the colors. That was huge because every region gets a color. And when you get there, you'll see all the teams are dressed in their color. So you can kind of pinpoint where everybody's from. And that was a lot of fun because we had a lot of fun with our color.
What did you get? What color did you have?
We had pink, light pink.
Did you guys do, what did you do with that? Because I feel like we talked to someone at Nationals that talked about the colors. Remember that, Carolyn?
Yes.
And they said some teams showed up with like flamingos and all kinds of fun things.
Does that mean you wear the color constantly? I mean, what does that really mean to be a color?
Yeah. Is it everything? Did you do socks and everything?
We didn't go quite that far. I picked out a pink top and we had it monogrammed with our names on it. And then we had Florida written on the back of it. And so we had there's a team photo shoot. Every team gets a photo shoot that you get to pick your time and day for that. So we had a photo shoot done with our tops on. We had bracelets. You get a bracelet. I'm actually wearing mine now. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
You get a bracelet with your area and your color. And then one of our teammates' daughter made us these bracelets as well.
Right.
So, and then we we picked Sophie Bella. There's a Pink Panther Sophie Bella line. And everybody just picked a piece from that line. And it was pink, black, and white.
Smart. It's like having bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah. Like in Bridesmaids, Erin. That's
just like bridesmaids.
We really appreciate Amanda speaking with us tonight. I really liked her advice that you should have a plan. And it was interesting that our team had designated doubles partners and also designated singles players. We have another episode with Amanda where she will discuss what research she did on the other teams that she played against, whether she flipped courts, and what her team received after winning the national championship. If you'd like to see her team all dressed up in light pink, please check out our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.